I wasn't working on being the most trusted man in America in any means, and I was fulfilling what I had thought I was supposed to be doing as a journalist.
That was the voice that filled the homes of millions each night for nearly 20 years. On this week's News and Views, the life of former CBS Evening News anchor Walter Cronkite, who passed away last Friday at the age of 92. Often referred to as the most trusted man in America, Cronkite defined the role as anchorman. During an exclusive interview with WRTI in 2006, Cronkite talked about how technology has reshaped the news.
If we've got more outlets for information, the possibility of finding somewhere in the middle the real truth of what's happening, and you can find those correspondents who you can trust, you know, over a period of time, whether they're injecting their own opinions or trying to transmit the facts. If you've got that choice, why, presumably, you can find among all those various media the one that suits you and you think is perhaps the most trustworthy.
Now, saying that, where do you get your news?
Where do I get the news? I personally get my news? Well, from multiple sources. I'm adherent to the press, to the good newspapers. I listen to an evening news program and sometimes a morning news program if I have the time in the morning. I absorb as much as I can. And over the period of time, I choose my own outlets for what I think is the better coverage and the most honest and coverage that we can get.
Any specific channel?
Well, I'll avoid that on here. I'm very partial to public radio, I can tell you that.
On the next News and Views, Cronkite talks about what he considered the biggest story of the 20th century. I'm Windsor Johnston, WRTI News. He is venerated as one of the 20th century's greatest broadcast journalists, and his on-air demeanor made him one of the most trusted men in broadcasting, who was a beloved figure in living rooms across the nation. On this week's News and Views, the life of legendary newsman Walter Cronkite. During a 2006 interview with WRTI, Cronkite spoke about tumultuous world events, including the Vietnam War, the Iranian hostage crisis, and that tragic day when he had to report the death of President John F. Kennedy. He also talked about what he considered the biggest story of the 20th century.
Putting man on the moon was the event of our century and the centuries around us that will be remembered 500 years from now.
Cronkite resigned from the CBS Evening News on March 6, 1981. When questioned about possibly returning to the anchor desk, he answered with no hesitation. If you were offered your old job back, would you take it?
Immediately. I said for several years to CBS that I was going to quit at 65. I didn't mean quit all broadcasting. I meant quitting daily broadcasting. Ever since I was 19 years old, I was fighting deadlines, first for Scripps Howard newspapers, then the United Press, and then CBS. And I decided that at 65, I should take it a little easier. Part of the problem was I discovered sailing, and I decided the only way I was going to get any sailing done was to not be on daily news. If I'd known that I was going to be in as good health as I've been for these remaining years, I would not have quit at the time.
On the next News and Views, objectivity when it comes to news reporting. Walter Cronkite, survived by two daughters and one son, died last Friday at the age of 92. The entire interview can be heard by clicking on News and Views at WRTI.org. I'm Windsor Johnston, WRTI News. And that's the way it is. Those were the famous sign-off words of a man who defined the term anchorman. On this week's News and Views, a look at the life of legendary CBS news anchor Walter Cronkite. During a 2006 interview with WRTI, he talked about objectivity when it came to reporting the news. Cronkite sat behind the anchor desk during a time of explosive world events, including the war in Vietnam, the assassination of President Kennedy, and the Iranian hostage crisis. When asked if remaining objective was challenging during those times, he responded,
"Well, I don't think it was hard at all, because that is also one of the principles that we learn. If you're doing journalism and not commentary, you do your best to put your own ideas aside and live with the facts as you can deliver them to the people. If you divert from that, then you're doing commentary, editorials, and that's not the same thing as daily journalism."
Walter Cronkite, a man whose friendly, down-to-earth demeanor that earned him the distinction as the most trusted man in America, passed away last Friday at the age of 92. During his final broadcast on March 6, 1981, he said, quote, "Old anchormen, you see, don't fade away. They just keep coming back for more. And that's the way it is." I'm Windsor Johnston, WRTI News.